This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Rozgar Mela is being held at 45 locations across the country. It is a step towards fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation. Now we take you live to the address of the Prime Minister to the newly appointed recruits.
अब उन्हें नए विकल्प दे रही अटल टिंकरिंग लैब्स और आधुनिक पीएम श्री स्कूलों के जरिए बचपन से ही इनोवेटिव माइंडसेट को घड़ा जा रहा। पहले ग्रामीण युवाओं के लिए, दलित, पिछड़ा, आदिवासी समाज के युवाओं के लिए भाषा एक बहुत बड़ी दीवार बन जाती थी। हमने मातृभाषा में पढ़ाई और एग्जाम की पॉलिसी बनाई। आज हमारी सरकार युवाओं को 13 भाषाओं में भर्ती परीक्षाएं देने का विकल्प दे रही है।
This was the Prime Minister addressing the gathering at Rozgar Mela. 3 pro-Khalistan terrorists were killed in an encounter led by a joint team of Uttar Pradesh and Punjab police in Pilibhit district today. The terrorists are believed to be involved in a grenade attack at a police post in Punjab's Gurdaspur district on 19th of December. The police said they had received a tip-off about the suspicious movement of some pro-Khalistani terrorists in the region. The police team tried to nab them, but they started firing at the cops, which triggered the encounter. The encounter took place under the jurisdiction of police station Puranpur. The terrorists were critically injured in the firing, and they were sent to CHC Puranpur Hospital for treatment, but they were declared dead. The accused, identified as Gurvinder Singh, Virendra Singh and Jasanpreet Singh, belonged to a banned organization named Khalistan Commando Force. 2 AK series assault rifles and 2 Glock pistols were recovered from the scene. India and Kuwait have unequivocally condemned terrorism in all its forms, including cross-border terrorism. The two countries also called for disrupting terror financing networks, safe havens, and dismantling terror infrastructure. During Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Kuwait, both sides discussed enhancing cooperation in counter-terrorism operations, cybersecurity, and the prevention of radicalization. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today paid tribute to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birth anniversary at Kisan Ghat in New Delhi. Talking to media, Mr. Dhankar said Kisan Divas was started in 2001 to honour Chaudhary Charan Singh, who dedicated his life to the nation's development along with the farmers and the rural development. He said next year, the Kisan Divas will complete 25 years and everyone should take a pledge and organise programmes so that the interests of the farmers can be kept paramount. National Farmers' Day is being observed across the nation today. The day honours the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid tribute to former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Chaudhary Charan Singh was a true well-wisher of the poor and the farmers. The Prime Minister said his dedication and service to the nation will continue to inspire everyone. President-elect Donald Trump has proposed that his administration might seek to regain control of the Panama Canal, citing ludicrous fees charged to shippers using the crucial waterway. Panama's president, Jose Raul Mulino, elected in May on a pro-business platform, dismissed Trump's suggestion as an affront to Panama's sovereignty. The Pakistan Cricket Board has designated the United Arab Emirates as the neutral venue for India's matches in the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy following India's refusal to travel to Pakistan due to security concerns. While the Pakistan Cricket Board did not specify the exact location in the UAE, Dubai is widely expected to host the matches. And with that, we end this news bulletin.